praise. Hallelujah, he's worthy of your praise. Yes, he is. Come on now, begin to bless the Lord. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come on, bless his name. He is worthy. Come on now. I'm trying to get something to you this morning, that when you understand that you are walking, you are the walking offspring, divine offspring of Yehovah, of God, of Elohim. Come on now, just begin to thank the Lord. Listen, David said, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I might have been swallowed up. See, when you understand that it is your understanding of your relationship with the Father. Notice how I didn't say God, okay? The Father does not want us to relate to him as God. He wants us to relate to him as Father. When they asked Jesus to teach the disciples how to pray, he said, our Father. He didn't say our God. Why? Because he realized that the understanding that your connection as a son is more powerful than a servant, okay? And this is why he didn't create you as a servant. He created you as a son, as a direct offspring, as the direct children of the Most High. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me here today. Come on now, somebody bless his name. Woo, my God, see the devil's in trouble today. Come on now, see, because the Bible said with all your getting, come on, get what? Understanding. So when you begin to get understanding, when you begin to understand and you begin to, and as God begins to reveal to you who you are, come on somebody, then you'll begin to understand that, high glory, woo, that you can do more as a son than you ever could as a servant. Oh, come on now, because a servant doesn't have access to the power of the master. Oh, see, that's what, okay, see, someone's, okay, we're gonna make some people upset this morning, but we might as well do it and get it done. Listen, when you understand, God doesn't need servants. He's got angels. Oh, come on now. He's got angels. Come on now, I'm gonna say it again. He needs his children and sons. He needs his sons. Notice how I say sons. Now listen, ladies, you know when I say sons, it has nothing to do with gender. But the son is the one who has a right to the inheritance, okay? This is why he said, okay, that ye are gods and you are all children of the Most High. Children of the Most High. Why did he say Most High? The Most High is a Hebrew term, El Elyon, which stands for the Most Hi, God. Good morning, Quinteros. Good morning, Chet and Martha. Amen. See, when you understand that you are the direct offspring of El Elyon, the Most High God, the one of all dominion and authority. I'm going to mess with some people's theology. It's your connection as a child of El Elyon that gives you access to all power. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on. See, I'm trying to. Woo, my God, Ekesha. Oh, my God. See, oh, my God. See, you are in a time and season of favor, okay? And this season of favor, okay, this season of favor that you're in is called a set time, an appointed time. It's a direct God-orchestrated time and season for him to pour out his divine presence and influence on your life. That's what the word favor means, okay? His divine presence and influence on your life. Oh my God, you're gonna have people do things for you that normally would not do things for you just because of the favor of God is going to go before you and touch them before they even have a chance to answer. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today, this morning. Come on now. Come on, get it right now. Hey, glory. Father, I thank you. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Don't mind me. I'm just sending this out to Instagram. High glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that what the devil meant for evil, you've already turned it around for our good. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are not orphans. Good morning, Eric. We're not orphans, but we are children of the Most High. We are the children of the Most High. And this is our appointed time as we are counting the days and weeks to get to the feast of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, listen, you are in a time of preparation of this time. Okay, when you begin to sow your first fruits in this time, yes, the seeds sown in this time are received as first fruits. God begins to multiply and magnify the harvest in your life. Oh, come on now. See, messing with somebody's theology. Someone type it is so. Come on, let's pray. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, Psalms 102, let's just go here. I just want to encourage you, but I need you to agree with me. Someone type, it is so. Come on now. Type, it is so. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, when you begin to get this understanding of what season you are in, it's going to blow your mind. Psalms 102, look at verse 13. Ah, glory. Hisha. Woo. Okay, look at what it says. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time. Okay, for the time. This word time right here is a Hebrew word, aeth, or this time, this event, this occurrence, this occasion, this experience. Okay. To favor his divine presence and influence on your life. You are going to be walking in so much favor that before you even have a chance to ask, people are going to start doing things for you. Oh, my God. For the time to favor her, yes, the set time. Now, once again, this phrase set time is a Hebrew word, moad or moadim, which means appointed time. It stands for the appointed time, the appointed meeting, and the appointed place that God created in the earth for himself to come down and get with us, okay? He has come down personally to meet with you, to deliver you out of anything trying to hold you down or hold you back, to deliver you out of bondage. Someone type, I am delivered. Come on now, hey, glory. Come on, speak it out your mouth. Okay, now remember, I made a statement that the seeds that you sow in this time is called, or it is put into the account of first fruits, okay? Now, what you got to understand, that the Feast of Pentecost is the feast and the celebration of your first fruit offerings to God. Okay, here we go. Here goes, okay, Proverbs chapter 3. Come on. Proverbs chapter 3. Look at what it says in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. See, you're not trusting in me. You're not trusting in any man. You're trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways. How many ways? In all your ways. Do what? Acknowledge him. Talk to him first. And he shall what? Direct your path. Now, this sounds like what Jesus said in John when he said that the Spirit of truth will lead you and guide you into all truth. Oh, come on now. Be not wise in your own eyes. Respect the Lord, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Why? Because it shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Here we go. Verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. So anything that comes in at this time, honor the Lord by sowing seed into this ground. Why? Because we're teaching you about the first fruit. This is why. Where you're getting fed, that's where you sow. Oh, my God. So honor the Lord thy God with thy substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Okay, so that means somebody's getting ready to find some money today. When you find that money, then you sow a seed of first fruit. Why? Because that was something that you didn't have until God led you to it. Oh, my God. Now, here's why. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. This is going to be a season of overflow as you sow the first fruit. Oh, come on, somebody. See, I'm reading to you the word, and the word will not return unto him void. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Someone type it in. So where are my peeps at? Are you with me today? Oh, my God. I'm trying to get somebody to agree and type amen. It is so. Woo, my God. Hey, Chloe, if I was you, I would have claimed that word that you're getting ready to find. Not just some change. You're getting ready. Somebody's getting ready to walk into some. Woo, my God. Big finances. Oh, my God. So he says honor. Okay. When I give, it is worship. Oh, my God. You cannot worship God without giving something into his hand. Okay. Okay. Worship is not singing. That's called a sacrifice of praise. Worship is obedience. Okay. Worship is an act of obedience. Come on, somebody. When you begin to understand, God doesn't need our service. He longs. Okay. He wants to. Okay. Let me just be careful when I say this. God doesn't need our service. He wants our worship. Come on now. He doesn't need your service. Okay. He's got angels to do his service. Okay. You are sons. You are children of the Most High. When you begin to walk in your purpose, your obedience to the purpose begins to become worship in his nostrils. And the Bible says that it became a sweet savior in the nostrils of God. And he wants to receive your worship. Okay. How did sin get into, how did the first murder happen in the Bible? Because God did not receive Cain's act of worship because it wasn't his best. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Abel gave his best. See, oh, my God. You never come into the presence of God without something in your hand. Why? Because that means that you honor him. Oh, my God. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase. This is what you're going to do for the Lord. This is how it's going to happen. This season of favor, as we're walking toward the Feast of Pentecost, remember, you are in the season of first fruit. Right now, everything you begin to sow into God's kingdom is activated in your account of first fruits. Woo! Somebody type, it is so. Oh, my God. See? Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, okay, okay. I got one more scripture, then I'm going to have to let you go. Okay, someone type it as so now. Now we're going to Genesis 26. Now, why is this key? Because you have to understand how God's kingdom works, okay? The kingdom of God, okay? What is the kingdom of God? I'm glad you asked, Pastor John. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. This is how God does it. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added. Why? Because the kingdom of God is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. Come on now, Genesis 8:22. Come on now. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So when you understand that the seed you sow in this time, once again, The seed that you sow in this time, you're activating the harvest of first fruits in your life. Okay, Genesis 26. Now listen. Look, remember, you must sow in the ground in the place where God is, okay? And there, Genesis 26, look at verse 1. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech the king. See, your gift puts you in the presence of kings and great men, the king of the Philistines. And the Lord appeared unto Isaac and said, don't go down into Egypt. Okay, don't do the same thing that your father did. Don't go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land that I will tell you. Remember, you must be where God is, in the place and at the appointment and meeting that he's prepared. Sojourn in this land, okay? And I will be with you and will bless you, for unto you and your seed will I give all these countries and perform my promises that I swore to Abraham. So the place where God is the place or is the land of promise. Notice how I didn't say promised land. We ain't talking about slavery time. It's the land of promise. It's the place where when you sow your seeds into that land, you activate God and the hand of God. Okay, let me just show you. And I will multiply. I will make thy seed to multiply. I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of the heaven, and will give unto your seed all these countries, and all these nations of the earth shall be blessed because of you. Because Abraham obeyed my voice. Why? Because your father, your grandparents, your great-great-grandparents, somebody obeyed the voice of God and kept his word. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar, okay? Verse 12 for time's sake. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. Woo! You are in your season of the first fruit and the activation of the 100-fold in your life. And then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year. Someone type the same year. Come on now. Type it right now. The same year. 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the Bible says in verse 14, he grew and became very great, for he had great possessions and flocks and herds, and the Philistines, the world, envied him. This is going to be your time and season, man and woman of God, that as you sow into this ground, as you begin to, listen, worship God, in this season with your first fruits in this ground. This is why. See, oh my God, listen. Go above, listen. Stop being shackled by tithes and offerings and begin to understand that you are in a time and season of sowing first fruit, honoring the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase. Why? When you do this, now you're not walking in religion, you're walking in the spiritual power of truth. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo! See, I'm messing with somebody's theology right there. See, oh my God. Oh my God, my God. Listen, we got to stop right there. Listen, get your seed ready, okay? Now, the Bible says this, okay? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Get your new beginning seed, your 8888 or your 18888, or get your 2024 seed, your seed of obedience to new beginnings, which is your $224 seed or your 2024 seed, and sow it into the ground. Come on now. Use the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. You can use the Zelle and go from your account into the ministry account at restoredmintl@gmail.com. But listen, you want to sow your seed. If you want to sow it as a teruma, okay, Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30 says, and the first of all first fruits. So your first of all first fruits, your every oblation, that word oblation is teruma, and every sort of teruma shall be the priest, and you shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, the prophet, may prophesy, may cause the blessing to remain in your house. See, when you sow directly into the hands of the prophet of the ministry, the supervising priest, okay, the one whom God holds responsible, now you're activating the teruma. Use my Cash App at $MDBryant and sow it into the hand of the prophet, that the mouth of the prophet would be open over your life, over your house, over your family, over your business, over your ministry. Why? Because your seed opens the mouth of God over your life. It's not my mouth, it's the mouth of God. When you understand that when you sow, honoring the Lord with your substance and all the first fruits, okay? And all the first fruits. This is how we activate the hand of God. Father, I thank you that as your sons and daughters begin to sow seed, Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as they sow it in the ministry, Father, you said Isaac sowed in that land and received the hundredfold. Type 100-fold in the comment section as you sow. Father, you said, and he sowed in that land and in the same year received 100-fold and you blessed him. Father, those that sow into the hand of the prophet as a teruma, Father, I declare and decree that they're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in, wherever the soles of their feet shall tread. Father, you've given them. And Father, I declare and decree that you're giving them cities, states, countries, and nations because of their seed in Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Please don't miss this week. We're going to be teaching about this harvest of first fruits all this week. Please don't stop. Don't let the enemy get you to procrastinate or stop or to hold back what God wants to bring forth in your life. Be blessed.